The committee wasted no time to catch up with the House, which has already passed the bills on. The committee approved by a voice vote with no debate renewal of the Grain Standards Act, the National Forest Foundation, and mandatory price reporting for livestock, all set to expire at the end of this month. Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts called the price reporting critical for agriculture.
This information is critical for farmers and ranchers who raise livestock and entities in the meat trade because it provides them a landscape of the marketplace for livestock and meat and provides information for them to make informed business decisions.
Now, Roberts said the bill has changes to improve price reporting for swine and lambs. The bill also requires a study on the workability of price reporting before the next reauthorization in 2020.
I understand the importance of these reports to the constituent community. I strongly encourage the USDA to use the authority they have to keep these reports on schedule any day the markets are open so that livestock and future markets aren't thrown into disarray.
But the Senate bill does not require inspections during government shutdowns, a key difference with the House bill. And finally, the Grain Standards Act with provisions to boost transparency and predictability.
Specifically, we require the Secretary of Agriculture to take immediate action and notify Congress if there is ever another disruption in inspection like we saw in the Port of Vancouver last summer, and to keep us up to date on what is being done to resolve the disruption until inspections resume.
The three bills were packaged into one and sent to the full Senate. The House approves its bills separately. Now, the National Pork Producers Council is urging the Senate to quickly approve legislation reauthorizing that livestock mandatory price reporting law. The statute requires meat packers to report to USDA the prices they pay for cattle, swine, and lambs and other information. USDA publishes twice daily reports with information on pricing, contracting for purchase, supply, and demand conditions for livestock, livestock production, and livestock products.